At 11 minutes past four on Monday the 8th of September, a spectacular blood moon total lunar eclipse will be displaying across the skies of Australia and New Zealand. This is where the moon darkens and then turns into a beautiful rusty red colour. Thomas Kutis asked Professor Jonty Horner, an astrobiologist and astronomer based at the University of Southern Queensland, what makes this event so special.
Well, it's the first one we've had in a couple of years, so people have been kind of crying out for something nice to see in the sky, I guess. And this is a good one because it's a long eclipse. So in other words, the moon is going almost slap bang through the middle of the Earth's shadow. And that means that the blood moon part, the total part of the eclipse, which is really the bit you want to be going to see, is pretty long. It's going to last for a little bit more than 1 hour, 20 minutes. The one downside is that this is an eclipse for the early morning. So you need to get up in the early hours rather than staying up in the evening to see it. But otherwise, it's just going to be great.
So can you explain why the moon turns red during a total eclipse and what determines the intensity of that colour?
Well, there's a few things going on. The moon is going around the Earth while the Earth's going around the Sun, but its orbit around the Earth is tilted a bit compared to the plane of our orbit around the Sun. And what that means is that if you imagine the Earth is casting this big shadow into space, as that's the light it blocks from the Sun. Normally when the moon is full, it will go opposite the Sun in the sky, but it will pass above or below the shadow. So it doesn't go into the shadow when we don't get an eclipse. But when we get a total eclipse like this, the moon and the Earth and the Sun line up perfectly. And so the moon dives into the Earth's shadow. And when you have the total eclipse phase, that means that the moon is fully immersed in the Earth's shadow. And from the point of view of somebody, if you imagine that you were stood on the moon looking up at the Earth in the sky, the Earth would be blocking the Sun entirely. You will get no direct sunlight. But what you would see is you'd see a ring of red light around the Earth. And that red light is essentially the light of every dawn, every sunrise, and every sunset all around the Earth combining, where the red light from the Sun is being scattered through the atmosphere and bent towards the moon, but the blue light and the yellow light are scattered out by the atmosphere, which incidentally is why our sky in the daytime is blue. It's why you would see when the Sun is right at sunset, you see it looking quite red, but on a dusty day or a smoky day, the Sun looks redder than normal. So you know that the atmosphere changing changes how much of the light gets scattered and how much gets through. So from the point of view of the moon, when it's deep in the middle of our shadow, the only light reaching the moon from the Sun is being bent through our atmosphere like this. And so you only really get the red light coming through. So that's why the moon turns red, because we're seeing it, of course, by reflected sunlight. And the only light reaching the moon at that time is red light.
What advice would you give to first-time eclipse watchers? Any tips for getting the best view or experience?
The beauty of things like this is they are predicted in advance. So we know exactly when the full eclipse begins and when it ends. So there are great websites like the Time and Date website where you can get those timings for your local place down to the second. So the time for this eclipse is going to be about the same all across Australia. Just depends on your time zone, how you adjust it. And the reason for that is that the moon is going into the Earth's shadow, and anywhere where you can see the moon, you can see the eclipse. So the total eclipse part, the part where the entire moon will be going blood red, begins Brisbane time at about 3:30 a.m. and finishes at about 4:52 a.m. And that time will be fairly constant all across Australia. But of course, if you're in a different time zone, you need to adjust for that. What that means is that you know exactly when to look. You can set an alarm and get up early and go and see it. The other thing I'd say, though, is if you are somewhere where it's cloudy or you're somebody who struggles to get up early in the early hours of the morning, all is not lost because we do have another blood moon, another total lunar eclipse coming early next year on the 3rd of March. And where this eclipse that we've got in September is an early morning event, is quite a lengthy event and a bit deeper. The one in March is an evening event. The full eclipse in March begins at about 9 p.m. And so if you're more of an evening person and you don't get to see this one, don't worry, there will be another one to come in just 6 months' time.
Professor Jonty Horner, an astrobiologist and astronomer based at the University of Southern Queensland, speaking there with Thomas Kutis.